All right. Is anybody tired? If you are so, let's stretch real quick. Let's get this body moving, get your blood flowing, because God has a word for you guys today. My youth pastor used to say, when you come into the house of God, come expecting. So I hope you came expecting for a word of God today, for whatever you're going through, whatever struggle, whatever pain, whatever situation. God sees you today, church. And so real quick, I want you to wave to the person to your left. Wave to the person to your right, and real quick, and then you guys are all good. You guys can sit down. I hope you guys, like I said, are ready to listen, ready to hear God's word. I've had 2 weeks to prepare this message, and so you're going to get a lot of information in a little bit of time, but hopefully it impacts your guys' life. Thank you for those that are watching online with us. We pray that you could be here with us soon. So church, if you could help me and bow your heads and close your eyes so we can welcome God once again into this place. Dear Father, I thank you for this opportunity to be in the house of God, to be able to serve, to hear your word, be able to worship, Father God, in this place, to come together, for you said, do not forsake the gathering of the brethren, Father God. So we come ready to receive whatever you have to receive today. I'm ready to give whatever has to be given, Father God. Let it be your words and not mine. Let this be your moment, Father God, to speak to your people. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Woo! I'm one of those pastors that speak really fast. I'm going to try to speak really slow today. If you guys could go with me to Judges chapter 6, we're going to be talking about a man named Gideon. He's an amazing man that God has placed in the Word of God. And so while you guys are going there, I want to say thank you, Bishop, for this amazing opportunity. I know things have switched and changed in the last few weeks, but giving me the opportunity to come up here is a privilege, and I just want to say thank you. So as you guys are going through, Judges is in the New Testament right after Joshua. So if you guys have your phone or your Bible, you guys could turn to that place real quick. Gideon, let me actually move down here. God was giving me some download whenever I was actually sitting in my seat. So it says right here, then the children of Israel did evil on the side of the Lord. So the Lord delivered them into the hands of Midian for 7 years. And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel because of the Midianites. The children of Israel made themselves dens, the caves and strongholds which are in the mountains. So it was whenever Israel had sown, Midianites would come up, also Amalekites and people of the east would come up against them. Then they would encamp against them and destroy produce of the earth as far as Gaza and leave no substance for the Israel, neither sheep nor ox nor donkey, for they would come up their livestock and tents, coming in numerous. So it just pretty much talks about the Amalekites or whatever you want to call them, came against the people of Israel, and what they would do is they would come and just take all of the substance that they would have. I don't know about you, but in this season of time, I feel like I've over and over, the enemy has came and destroyed so much that I've worked so hard for. So many of my friends, family, and loved ones, and you guys here today, you guys have worked so hard for the life that you are living, but it seems like the enemy has been coming wave after wave after wave. It says that every harvest, they would come and take every bushel of wheat, every livestock, every ox, every goat, and they would do is leave them nothing to hold on to. For right now, I'm going to tell you right now that Israel, you are that Israel right now. God is calling you a chosen people, but right now we feel like the enemy is coming and taking so much from us. They've taken so much from this past week. He's taken so much from this past year. Only you know what the enemy has taken in your life. And that is you today. I want you to say amen. Amen. The enemy has come and tried to take so much joy, so much peace, so much comfort. He's tried to take your relationship with those that are around you. He's tried to take away so much in this time. And maybe you feel like the Israelites in this moment feel like you're in a cave, in a deep, dark place, secluded and alone. Feel like so much loss and bitterness. unforgiveness and anger towards the Lord, because why are you allowing these things to happen to us? I've sown a good seed. I've done so much, Lord. And yet the enemy keeps on coming my way. Sometimes we ask the question, why? Why, God? Why do you allow the enemy to come? Today, I want to come with you guys with a little bit of a scripture. Though we come in a time of mourning, a time of loss, a time of hurt. Psalms 104 says, we enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. We may not know why we're going through what we're going through, but we know a God that we serve. So I'm going to talk to you guys about how to come into that. How do you still be thankful in a time of loss? How do you still serve a God that when you feel like everything is not going the way it's supposed to be going, God, you sent promises. You told us that you're going to be with us. There's a man named Gideon, it says right here. So Israel was greatly the children of God cried out to the Lord. In verse 7 it says, it came to pass when the children of Israel cried out to the Lord because of the Midianites, the Lord sent a prophet to the children of Israel. He said to them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt and brought you out of the house of bondage, and I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of those who oppressed you, and drove them out before you and gave you their land. Also I said to you, I am the Lord your God. Do not fear the gods of the Ammonites or whose land you dwell, but you have not obeyed my voice. Church, the only reason why God allowed things to happen into the Israelites' life is only because they stopped listening to the voice of God. I feel like many of us have stopped listening to the voice of God and started listening to the voice of those around us. We've started listening to the things that those that are saying of what we are, who we are, because of our family's past and what you've done, or the things that are happening within our country, within our nation, around this world. We stop listening to God and his promises. And the enemy has came in and creeped in. He's destroyed hope. He's destroyed our peace. He's destroyed the things that we've just held on to for so long because we've become comfortable and complacent. Church, I want to ask you the same thing that the Lord shared to the Israelites. Am I not the same God that brought you out of Egypt? Is he still not the same God that brought you out of your muck and mire? The same God that pulled you out of your sin? The same God that saved your family? Is he not still the same God? We believe all the signs, miracle, wonders, and wonders in the Bible, but yet in our own life, we ask God, where have you been? He says, we haven't been listening. Church, though we may feel like God has been so distant in our life, I want to come and tell you today, and I was going through what kind of title can I make my message today? What are the things that I went through title and title and title, but I think Bishop hit it on the head whenever he named this series, I See You. Church, I want to say to you that God sees you today. God sees you where you're at. God sees you at home. God sees you right here in your seat. God sees you when you're home alone and when you feel so down and out in your deepest, darkest places, like the Israelites in your caves, in your pits, and you don't feel like nobody else is there around you. And you're asking God, where are you? God says, I'm right here. I've always been here. I see you. I see what you're going through. I know what's going on deep down inside and nobody else knows. Church, God sees you. This is Gideon. This is now the angel of the Lord came and sat under, I can never say the tree's name. And it goes all the way down. And it says, while his son Gideon threshed wheat in the winepress in order to hide from the Midianites, the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, the Lord is with you, my mighty men of valor. Church, I want to come to you and tell you today that God's coming to you and he's saying, God is with you, mighty woman and man of God. You mighty man of warrior, you person of value, you person that I have called and chosen and set you apart. Though you may feel like you're unvaluable, God says, I have chosen you and I see you. I've called you. Church, it's crazy what Gideon has said. He said to him, oh Lord, if you are the Lord is with us, then why has this happened to us? And where are all these miracles which our fathers have told us about, saying, did not the Lord bring us out of Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And the Lord said and turned to him and said, go in this might of yours and shall save Israel for the hand of the Midianites. I have not sent you. Church, it's so easy to fall into the trap of the enemy. It's so easy to fall into what he has called and said over you. The crazy thing about the enemy can't create anything, but he can only try to duplicate what God has already done. He could always distort what God has already placed within our lives. He did that with Adam and Eve. He's done that with so many people in our lives. In all reality, he only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He comes and brings deceit and deception into our lives. Have we been deceived as a church? Have we been deceived as a man and woman of God or what he's really called you to be? When you look in the mirror today, what do you see? Do you see a mighty woman of God? Do you see a mighty man of God? Somebody ready to take on whatever God has placed in front of us? Do you see yourself as victorious? Or do you see yourself as defeated? It says that the angel of the Lord found Gideon in a pit. It says a wine press. It says that he was threshing wheat. Wheat and a wine press don't mix. A lot of times we try to do the things our own way. We try to do things that we think we are going to be able to do. But yet God says that's not how it's supposed to work. A lot of times we make our work so much more harder for ourselves. It says that he was threshing wheat in a wine press. Maybe you feel like Gideon and you're trying to hide, because you're scared that the enemy is going to come and try to take whatever you've tried to put all your heart and soul into. It says that Gideon was in there and he was taking the wheat. Threshing literally means to beat the wheat. Maybe you feel like Israel today, or you feel like Gideon, beaten, destroyed. But the amazing thing about this is when you talk about threshing wheat, you see this beautiful stalk of wheat, but to get to the substance of what this is, to get to the hard work that you really put all yourself into, you have to beat it to be able to get it off of the stem and get to the substance that you are going to need to eat. Church, I want to tell you, maybe God is allowing you to go through a season of life of beating, so that you could get to what is inside of what you've been working so hard to get. Maybe you feel just like the Israelites, beaten over and over and over, and you're in hiding and you're asking God why. But he's telling you right now, church, this is my why. I have called you to be a man of God. I've called you to be a woman of God. I've given you promise. I've given you sustenance today. But yet I have to bring it out of you because you don't see it yet. Many of us haven't seen the promise of God. It's only because we don't know what he's already seen inside of us. I see you. I see in your pain. I see in your loneliness. I see in your disappointments. God sees you in what you can't see in yourself. It wasn't until God allowed the Israelites in the hands of the Midianites that they turned to God. How many times do we do this, church, where we pray to God and we call on him because we're going through something? But a lot of times that's the only time we call on God like we call on him. We come to the altars and we pray, God, deliver me from this. God, help me from this. God, I don't think I can handle this thing. God, I don't have the strength to overcome what I have to overcome. And we plead to God, God, if you just allow me to come out of this, I'll stop doing what I'm doing. And sometimes it's just a wake-up call that God is allowing to happen in our lives because we stop putting God first. Because we stop putting God first, we lost who we are. The Israelites forgot who they are and the God that brought them out of Egypt. They, you know, God did that for them back in the time, but he's not here now. In all reality, God is still here. He'll always be here. He'll never stop leaving you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He'll love you no matter what. No sin is too big, too wide, too vast, too high. God loves you, church. He loves you. And he doesn't see you for your faults. He doesn't see you for your sins. He sees you to whom he created you to be. That's a loving father, a committed father. Maybe we're in a hiding place or asking God why. Gideon said to him, oh Lord, if this is you, then why does this happen to all of us? Is he not the same God? There's a scripture that I love, or not a scripture, a quote from one of my favorite pastors is Stephen Furtick says, when God demands more of you, it's because he sees more in you. Church, when God, as the Bible says, you know, he'll never put on you as much, you know, enough that you can't handle. In all reality, he knows the strength that you have deep down inside. He knows what he's placed down in the depths of you. He says that he knew you before he formed you in your mother's womb. He created you with a purpose and a reason. And he knew what that purpose was, so he put the strength, the ambition, the promise, the talent inside of you. Do you know what that promise, do you know what the purpose in your life is for? Because God does. Gideon was beaten down so much that he was in hiding. Didn't see himself be of any value, but saw God saw greatness in him. Church, we had an amazing opportunity to see baptisms last week, and because we saw these baptisms, we saw an awesome opportunity of people going down one person, coming back up, being the representation of who Jesus Christ is in our life. Dying to ourselves, going down like in the tomb, and coming up resurrection with Jesus Christ. The amazing thing about this is to show the commitment that they're choosing from this point forward. Choosing, just as if you are choosing to be married to somebody, to make a covenant and commitment. I'm choosing through sickness and health, through richer or poor, till death do us part. No matter what we go through, God, I choose to commit myself to you, to believe, to love on you, to have faith in this relationship. And so many times we've walked away from God in hard times. But yet God keeps on pursuing you, church. I love you. Unwavering agape love. A love that just no conditions. It says, even when you leave me, I will follow. Even when you're uncommitted, I'll be committed to you. When you stop seeing me, I still see you. Church, so many times we're like the baptism, we're like Gideon, where you go down one person. You feel like you're in a drowning place. A place of despair, a place of loss, a place of hurt, a place of loneliness. But God says, I want to bring you out. I want to bring you out of that. That's not what you're called to be. That's only the starting place of where you're going to go. Church, you may be in a place of pressing. You may feel like the weight of the world is on your shoulders, and Gideon felt that. That's why he was hiding. It goes on, and it says that Gideon goes and says, but God, how can you use me? I'm the least of my family. My tribe is the least of all the tribes. And so many times we don't hear what God says, but we say what we feel deep down inside. The lies that the enemy has placed deep down over so long. If you tell yourself a lie so many times, it becomes your truth. What are the lies that you've told yourself? What are the lies that the enemy has told you? What are the things that you've been holding on to for all this time? From your past, from the things that your family has said about you. The things, the titles that people have placed on you. Mighty man and woman of God. You victorious person. The love of God is all upon you when you feel like unlovable. Church, God loves you. He's called you and set you apart for such a time as this. The Israelites are a chosen people. Just as you are a chosen person right now, God set you here in this moment, watching on TV, sitting in this seat, because that might be your pit right there. God wants to bring you out. Come out of your pit. Come out of your despair, your pain, your anger, your unforgiveness, your untrust of the Lord. Come out. Come out, you mighty man and woman of valor. God has called him two things that he thought he wasn't: mighty and warrior. How can this be, God? Church, you're a mighty people. Warrior and victorious. There's nothing that you cannot do without the voice and the call of God on your life. God has called you right now. He says you are going to overcome any battle and become out victorious. Just come out of your pit. The amazing thing is that so many times with this baptism, what we do is that we go down and we do this representation of going down and coming up a new person. And you know, though they may come out soaking wet, sometimes you may still feel like the same person that just went down. Many times you come to these altars and you've cried and you've wept and you've asked God to help you, and you're like the Israelites calling out, and God says, I hear you, I see you, I know you, and I'm helping you, and I've never left you. Many times we still feel like we left the same person in the same struggle, in the same pain. But this is the thing. Gideon went down by himself into a pit, but came out with somebody else. He came out with the voice of God. He came out with an angel of God. And he came out ready to be victorious. Church, you won't know who you are until you go through your threshing. You won't know what God has placed inside of you unless you allow God to bring it out of you. But God, I thought everything was going to be okay. There's a story of the wheat and the tares where God is speaking, and he shares a story of how many times there's this farmer, he came out and he sowed good seed. And so many times we feel like we've sowed so much good seed in our lives. God, I've done what I'm supposed to do. I've read my Bible. I've gone to Bible study. I've changed up my child in the way they shall go so they shall not depart from it. I've done so much, God. I've been to church. I've done my tithes. I've done all the hard work. And it says that the master sowed his seed. It says that he went to sleep and the enemy came in. Church, I'm going to tell you two things: that the enemy comes in two times, when you're either hiding or you're sleeping. When the master went asleep, the enemy came in. When the Israelites were hiding, the enemy came over and took back what was already the Israelites. Church, I feel like we've been sleeping and hiding for too long. Neglecting the voice of God, neglecting the promises that He's placed deep down inside of us, that He said He's never leave us nor forsake us, that no pestilence, no illnesses, no nothing will come against the church of God, that you yourself are victorious in all circumstances, all battles, at all times. Church, we are victorious. But I'm going to tell you now, that means if we're going to be victorious, there's going to be a battle. It says that the master went asleep and the enemy came in and sowed terror. He sowed weeds, a weed upon all of the weeds that he just placed. So many times we feel like in our lives that we've been choked by the enemy. That's what weeds do. They take the substance of one thing for themselves. Church, it says that their servants came out to the master the next day and says, did you not sow good seed? Aren't you a Christian? Aren't you a believer? Parents, didn't you teach your kids how to serve God? To love God, to go to church, to do the right thing? I thought you sowed good seed in your kids. And I thought you were a good person. I thought when you went to work, you know, I thought you were a good person. Why are you acting the way that you're acting? When you have loss and hurt and pain, why are you acting the way that you're acting? I thought you sowed good seed. The servant said, can we go out there and just pull the weed from the wheat? The master says, no. Because if we pull the bad, we'll also pull the good. Church, we go through hard times so that we can recognize when a good time comes our way. We know loss, we know pain, we know hurt because, you know what? God will know His blessing, you'll know His comfort, and you'll know His strength. When we lose somebody, we feel pain only because do we know that we loved them that much? Isn't it amazing that the loss that we feel when we lose somebody, that is the same loss and the same pain that God feels for you, church? When you walk away, He says, I still love you. My heart aches for you. I want you to come back. For those that are out there at home, and if you are out there, we want to call you back to church. We want you to be invited back into this place because the heart of the Lord longs for you. Church, you are going through a hard time to only know what is deep down inside of you. God is pulling things out of you that you didn't even know was there. God loves you. This is a crazy thing. It says, go in the strength that you have. Gideon at that moment didn't feel like he had anything. I'm not enough. But I know the God that is more than enough. I know the God that says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That it's not through my strength, but through Him through me. Church, what you're going through right now, you may not feel like I can do anything, but just go. Just take a step of faith. Step out of where you're at. Move forward, not backwards. Don't hide. God says, I got you. I see you. You may be feeling what you're feeling. That's okay. Just don't stop. Come on. You may be hurting. That's okay. I'm hurting with you. You know what? You may feel weak, but I am strong. When you're tired, I'll be your strength. Whenever you don't feel like you're enough, I'll be more than enough for you. When you feel unlovable, I will love you. When you feel like you're being neglected, I'll be there by you. It says, how can you use me, insignificant me, unworthless me, the mess up that I am, the screw up that I may be? But there is strength in you that you have never seen, that God has seen all along. and is trying to share with you right now. How many times have you gone through something and you're asking, you're like, I can't do this, but yet you're still here today. And yet you're stronger for every battle, every circumstance that you've gone through. Just take a step. If you can't take two, take one. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, stumble. If you can't stumble, crawl. Because of all times, it's the times we're on our knees. That's when God shows up the most. Because we feel so tired. And he's been wanting you for so long. And you set everything else aside. God says, I'm going to be there for you. I will drag you. I will crawl with you. I will be there with you. I will weep with you. I will love with you. This isn't the end. My tribe is the smallest and the least of my family. Who are we to tell God what he can do? How are we to tell God what he can and cannot do? God is more than enough. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He's our creator. If he created this world, he could take us in and out of this world. If he created this world, he created whatever you need in this time and season of your life. If you need something, he's there because that's who he is. It came from out of him. It says that when he spoke, whatever he spoke came out. What God has spoken to your life, guys, has not come out void. It's just taking some time for you to see it. God spoke the words into existence. He spoke this very word that we read and the very word that we believe. I believe God has sown good seed in your life today. This is Romans 8:28. It says, and we know that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord. To those who are called according to his purpose. Church, you are called according to his purpose. It says all things. This just means just good things. All your highs, lows, bads, goods, unders, whatever it may be. If you feel like a loss and a complacency, whatever it may be, whatever is going on in your life, it says all things work together for those who love the Lord. Church, do you love the Lord? No, church, do you love the Lord? Church, do you love the Lord? Because if you love the Lord, it says all things work together for those who love the Lord that are called according to his purpose. Church, you are called. Church, you have a purpose. Church, you are coming out victorious. The enemy is no longer going to be able to take back what the enemy has stolen. The enemy can no longer come into my house. The Lord no longer. And Lord, you keep him from my family. Lord, you keep him from my job. Lord, you keep him from my church. Lord, you keep him from me. Because I'm victorious. Church, are you victorious? Do you really believe that or not? If you believe that, I want you to stand on your feet right now. If you're victorious, I want to give you a fight praise right now. Are you victorious? Do you believe in a God that is more than enough? Are you coming out of your pit today? My message is totally different from the first service. Because somebody had to hear something today. Because somebody needs to come out of this place ready for a fight. When you come out of your pit, you got to come out ready for a fight. Dressed up, strapped up, armored up, prayed up, ready to go, word up. Take your word and take your promise of God that what he's promised you is not void, that you're valuable. That your family is coming out of where they're coming out of. That your family's curses on your life are not void. That the chains of the enemy are broken. No longer does he have a stronghold. Church, I hope you're ready. I hope you know who you're called to be. You're victorious. For those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount on the wings like eagles. They shall run and not weary. They shall walk and not faint. Church, the Lord is here ready to wrap his loving arms around you. If you feel down, the Lord wants to pick you back up.
He feel tired. He feel weary. He says, I'll be there with you. You are chosen. You're a chosen nation. You're a chosen people. Even if when you don't see it, God shows up and shows off. Gideon didn't see it, but God showed up anyway. If you don't see it yet, church, God's going to show up anyway. I'm going to be as if the angel of God, the prophet of God, I'm going to come to you today and tell you you're a mighty woman of God, a mighty man of God. You are of value. You are of purpose. You have strength. I know I keep on saying those same words. But sometimes you have to repeat to yourself what God has said for so long because you don't believe it for yourself. Even when you're tired, God is there. Even when you don't think you can share the word of God, God says, share it anyways. It's through your pain somebody else is going to see there's victory. God has taken us through battles, church. An armor that is not being scratched or dented is not an armor that is used. The enemy within is worse than the enemy that is over us many times. The enemy may have done things to you, but it is you that hold on to them and believe them. What are the things that you've held on for so long, church, that you need to let go of today? What are the battles that you're still fighting over and over again because you haven't allowed God into your life? God, I'll also hold on to this. God, I'll take care of this. I'll give you this, but not just not this right now. I'm not ready. God says, I'm ready to give you what you need. Empty hands is a receiving hands. Some of us need to empty what is deep down inside of us in this moment. He says, you can run away from the enemy that is around you, but you can't escape your own thoughts. There's an unknown author, and he says, those who leave everything in God's hands will eventually see God's hands in everything. Church, I'm going to read that again. For those who leave everything in God's hands will eventually see God's hands in everything. Church, what are we withholding from God? You may feel beaten. You may be in hiding. You may be in a dark place, a shadowed place. But God wants to bring you out in this moment. For every head bowed and every eyes closed, I want to do is I want to ask this amazing opportunity. If you've never received Jesus Christ into your life, I want to give you the opportunity to know this God that I know that has brought me out of so much, even to this very day, what I'm going through. The Bible says that tomorrow is not promised, but today is in this very moment. You could choose eternity in this very second if you allow God into your life. A loving, caring, victorious God. If you've never received Jesus Christ into your life, what I want to do is I want to give you this opportunity. Don't pass it up. That is you. I want you to raise your hands on the count of three. One, two, three. Raise your hands. Awesome, seeing hands. Awesome. Awesome. Put your hands down. Church, for so long, just like Gideon, he may have been an Israelite, a believer, somebody that knew God, knew of God. But today, you've asked Jesus Christ in your heart, but you say, you know what? I want to renew my life back to Christ. I want to set things straight. I want to be able to know the God that I used to know. I want to feel love again. If you want to rededicate your life back to Jesus Christ, I want you to raise your hands. Church, if that is you, raise your hands right now. 1, 2, 3. Awesome. More hands. Church, if you could keep your heads bowed and eyes closed. If you could, everybody as a family, because we do this together. I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Say, dear Jesus, I love you. And I ask you into my heart, forgive me of my sins, of all my thoughts, my words, my actions, so that I may be a new creation, that I could have a new relationship with you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Church. God got you, church. He'll always have you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He'll stand with you. But just know that God has promised you victory. I feel I just wanted to pray with you guys real quick as before I leave, that God would have his hand protection, guardian angels all around you. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this moment and this opportunity to be in this church, to be with brothers and sisters in Christ, mighty men and women of God, of victorious battles, Father God, that have always been fought and continue to be fought, but you will always be there by our sides, Father God, that your guardian angels will be there to fight the unseen battles, Father God, within the mind, within the spirit. That our brothers and sisters will fight the battles with us, Father God, in the physical form, Father God, in prayer. I pray that us as a church would be an encouraging church to keep them going, to keep them moving forward, to keep them equipped, Father God, for the fights and the battles ahead, Father God. That your spirit, your guardian angels would be that comforter that we all need in a time of need, Father God. I thank you for this awesome opportunity, Lord. For you know who is hurting, who is in need. Give us peace, give us strength, give us courage and perseverance. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Love you, church. Hope you're encouraged today.
You may be seated, church. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Rye. We're going to prepare ourselves to give a love offering to Pastor Josh and Denise and the family in behalf of CWC Life. And the ushers, you can pass forward. While we're doing that, I was given word that Gloria Velarde had passed away last night, and her daughter Nicole is watching. Nicole, our hearts go out to you, and our prayers are with you. And we will continue to lift you up and to pray. Amen. Yes. So, Father, we just pray your blessings upon this offering in the name of Jesus. We pray your blessings upon Pastor Josh and Denise and Tati, and Kaleo, Talia. But we also pray, God, for Nicole as she lost her mom last night, Father. Strengthen the family, I pray. For all those who are grieving and hurting, I pray you minister to them, Father God. Bless this offering in Jesus' name. Amen. If you would like to text to give an offering, you can text seed, and we will know where that goes to. Amen. Well, listen, church, I appreciated Pastor Rye's message because it's a tough time right now, right? It's a tough time, but we're going to make it through. Amen. We're going to make it through together, and we're going to make it through. We're going to fight every step of the way. Be encouraged. God is doing something. God is doing something, and even in regards to the virus, we're going to fight through that. We're going to fight through it, and we're going to be there for each other. I've asked Pastor Kerry to post on our page this week everything we can do to build up our immunity, vitamins and everything else. And she is going to be doing that. Keep an eye out for that, and we'll make sure we get that info to you. Tonight will be a celebration, so I hope you can make it. If you don't, feel free to join us online. We really appreciate that. I've been asked if it's just the prodigal sons who are going to be riding at 2:30, we're meeting at Sierra High School, in a parking lot at Sierra High School, and then we'll have the procession on in. It's open to anybody who's riding, who wants to ride, and so you're welcome to join us. Would you all stand this morning? Amen. Praise God. Thank you all for coming today. I really appreciate it, and I thank you all for plowing with us, and that's what we're going to keep doing. We're going to keep our hands to the plow, and we're going to plow forward. Amen. And we're going to keep looking out for each other, keep loving one another, stay together. We're going to stay united. Father, I just pray your blessings upon our church as we leave this place. May your presence be with us everywhere we go, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hey, folks, one last thing. Pastor Frank and Inner City Action are cooking food, and they're going to be serving food. He's asking for some help at 3 o'clock to help them box up some meals. So if you're not doing anything, if you're free, you can come over at 3 o'clock back here, see Pastor Frank or his team, and you can help box up some meals for the family tonight and others who will be coming. May God bless you.